The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 131, The Tyrannus Convergence.
Jaffra, stop.
You heard the boss.
Stand aside, Garcia. I have business with Lissa.
I suggest you stand down. There's several more weapons pointed at you right now.
She's right about that, Jaffra. This is not the time or place. You confront him now and a firefight could break out. We have to think about the safety of the locals.
And we need to keep a low profile till the time is right.
I will concede. But tell your people if they ever point a weapon at me again, there will be consequences.
Just keep yourself under control and we won't have a problem. We need to do a recon. Garcia, take Smitty with you. Keep your distance, but tail them. I want to know if they have a base of operations. The rest of you, you included, Jaffra, will sweep around them and head northeast.
Roger that. All right, Smitty, let's roll.
If your plan is to look for their ship, I suggest you won't find the Ulysses anywhere near here.
I realized that after learning of the risks to land the Bat here, but they had to get here somehow. So we're going to search.
You are correct. Any ship, even a cargo ship, landing here like the Ulysses without cargo would draw attention. I know Lister. He would use something completely out of character, like an IDF ship. That's the last place anyone would look for the former Rage Commander. Speaking of which, I know you are posing as IDF troopers, but you seem to be either military or former military, as do your people.
We are. We're all part of an elite guard under the direct control of Wi-Fi. I am a major, but you can simply address me as Wit.
Oh, my apologies, Wit. I didn't realize you were elite guard and a major.
All the better. As far as you're concerned, we're just here as backup for the bounty hunter Jaffra.
Understood. I suggest you keep your cloaks on as a disguise. Let's move out. I know of a small field to the northeast. We'll make our way there while your people follow our target.
This goes against everything I would do. It is difficult to let a mark just walk away. I can take him now and collect my bounty.
I agree with you, Bounty Hunter. But Wi-Fi has given me instructions to also destroy the Ulysses and its crew. Let's locate their craft and perhaps we can discover the location of the Ulysses.
Both of you need to remember that Lord Zokar himself handpicked me and my crew for this mission. Jaffra, you will get your bounty. And you, my friend, will get your share and promotion. But we do it my way. Any questions?
You were elite guard chosen by the Supreme Controller himself. I will follow you, Major.
You have my cooperation as well, Major.
Then let's move out and find this ship.
Destination arrival. Please stand clear of the ramp door. You are cleared for egress.
So, here we are on the lovely coast of the Western Continent. Now what?
According to my latest update from headquarters, the local base here is currently involved in a mass air exercise.
Wouldn't that make it difficult for Lister to move about here?
He could hide in plain sight.
Listen, Tony, I do this line of work for a living. I've never hidden in plain sight.
Just about every aircraft here is in the air, busy with an exercise. They're not looking for a Rage leader. He could move about the area unnoticed.
So where are we going?
To the dispatcher's office.
What? You got a hunch about something?
It's called detective work, Sam. And yes, I have a hunch.
Gentlemen, this is a restricted area. Authorized personnel only.
We're on official business for IDF.
Do you have any identification?
Certainly, Sergeant. Here you go.
Special Agent Tony Simon, IDF Boulder Bar Headquarters. Well, Agent Simon, who's your friend here?
This is Sam, a special consultant for the IDF. He is a tracker. We are looking for this woman. Have you seen her?
I would say so. That's Captain Miller, one of the force's top aces. What a shame, though.
Shame. Shame, 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 shame. I don't understand.
Aren't you here with the safety board?
No, we are not. What are you talking about, Sergeant?
Both her and Lieutenant Bush were last-minute additions to the exercise. They took a C-10 and were part of the Red Wing Squadron. She made a distress call, and then we lost contact.
Is this Lieutenant Bush?
Yeah, that's her. Why are you looking for them?
It's an official IDF inquiry. Have you investigated the crash site yet?
We've got a chopper fueling now. There's something very strange about the whole thing.
What would that be?
From what I understand from the air boss, she called in an RPM reading of 2600 for one of her engines.
What's so strange about that?
Because, Sam, that's the IDF transporter code for hijacking. We need to be on that chopper.
I'll have them hold for you.
Thank you, Sergeant.
He identified Lenore's photo as Lieutenant Bush, then this code for hijacking. I'm starting to get a picture here.
A very clear picture, if you ask me. It's just like I suggested to you earlier, Sam. Lister needed a C-10 transporter to haul his troops in. What better way to steal a C-10 than during an exercise when all of them will be up in the air?
And the 2600 code Gabby sent was a message to the IDF.
And if they have gone through the trouble of falsifying IDs and orders to get this aircraft, I suspect the crash was also part of their plan.
Ah, I see. You think this crash was staged?
I do. Hopefully in a very short time, we'll have our answer.
Ruth, I thought we were done for the day.
Almost.
All right. What do I have to do and how many repetitions?
You have to sign once and initial in three places.
Oh, please. Don't you ever get tired of paperwork? So what do I have to do now?
Therapy.
I knew it.
At home.
Excuse me?
Your final evaluation has you well ahead of schedule. And as long as you stick to this program I'm giving you, you can continue at home.
I'm going home?
Under these conditions. One, no work. You rehab, relax, and work on small projects. Two, you follow these exercise routines to the letter.
That's not a problem.
You will be routinely evaluated for progress. Fail your evaluation, then you'll be dealing with me.
Nothing personal, Ruth, but I hope I never see you again on a professional level. On a personal level, I can't thank you enough for all you've done. When this is over, you're welcome to come out to Hawk Haven for a big cookout.
That sounds like fun. I'll start your out processing. You should be able to leave tomorrow if you want to start making plans for transportation back.
I'll do that now. Thank you, Ruth. Right now, I'm up.
You sound much better today.
What's your schedule tomorrow?
Kelly is starting her training at Quantico, so Jim and I are taking her to the airport here in Cambridge. They're sending a chopper to transport her and some others to the course.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, there just happened to be a class open, and she's all clear at the law firm. After that, Jim and I are going to organize his new office in Annapolis.
Could you make a small detour?
To where?
To Walter Reed.
Sure, we can come see you.
No, not to see me. To pick me up.
Seriously? You're being released?
Tomorrow. I still have to do a regimented physical therapy program, but I can do it at home.
That's fantastic news, Kate. I feel a big family cookout coming on.
Daddy, calm down. I don't think I'm quite ready for that yet. I need to ease myself back into society, especially with people I know.
I understand, but seriously, I don't think it will be as hard as you're imagining it. The people who know and love you will not run away screaming.
I know, Daddy. It's not them I worry about. It's me. I'm the one who's going to have to make the biggest adjustment. Just give me a little time to adjust being out of the hospital before rejoining society.
All right, Katie. You take all the time you need. Jim is here doing fist pumps. We can't wait to see you. If all goes well, we'll be up there around noon.
Great. Can we stop at Jim's new office on the way back? I have got to see this place.
Jim, Kate wants to see your office on the way back. He stopped fist pumping. Yeah, we can do that. Just be easy. distractions.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
We're looking forward to it.
We need to keep west of their practice area. As soon as we clear it, set course for Tyrannus.
Master, census indicator ship down near the wood line. It appears to be functional. Infrared indicates the ship is in idle park.
I am picking up a wireless signal. It is the Ulysses. Life forms?
Two, my lord. One is cold-blooded.
Sprague. We must avoid detection. Get us as close as you can.
I can set us down on the other side of the wood line, sire.
Prepare our two riders. We should be able to reach them quietly and quickly.
Pod is open. Ramp going down.
Stay here. Cover me. Put your claws in the air, Sprague. Now turn slowly. Don't move a muscle.
Really? Don't move a muscle. That is exactly how our species hunts, Zokar. With not even a blink of the eye, we will remain motionless unless our prey is in reach. Then we eviscerate.
I am well aware of how Dubotans hunt, Sprague. If I so much as see your eviscerating claw twitch, we will send you straight to Crawl.
Oh, we is it? I take it my old friend Mandu is with you.
I am here, my lord.
Well, I see you brought Lister's personal guard with you. I never really liked that one. Mandu, tend to the guard and secure him in the Ulysses brig. Now, Sprague, where is Lister and the rest?
I currently do not answer to you, Zokar. Lister is my master now.
I will ask you only once more. Sprague, where is Lister and the rest of the crew?
They're obviously not here.
I see you are still the master of the obvious. Dubons are not really known for their superior intelligence, so let me make it simple enough for even you to understand. Lister's day as the Supreme Controller is over. He will never be able to muster an army here on Titan IV. I am the Supreme Controller now. He is old and weak. His time is done.
I have served both of you most of my life. You, Lord Zokar, have always been his number two. He is still alive. Am I not to serve the living?
There is a time when the living become weak and cannot lead. That time for Lister is now. If you wish to serve him, then the two of you can live out your life on this miserable planet. Or I could just dispatch you right here and now.
Sprague has thought on this. I would rather serve the strong. I kneel before you, Lord Zokar, true Supreme Controller of the Rebels against the Galactic Empire. All hail Rage!
Rise before your Supreme Controller, Sprague. You have served Rage well. Do you pledge your allegiance to me?
I do, Supreme Controller, and I shall convince the guard with me to do so also, or he will be Mantra-based.
Excellent. Now, where is Lister?
Lenora and the pilot called Gabby stole an IDF C-10 craft. They, Lister and Captain Tam, departed to Tyrannus. There they will meet Colonel Zandu to muster troops.
Zandu? He is alive? I thought he died in the Battle of Titan III.
As did I, but he is to meet them near the old headquarters of Zandu's brigade. My lord, if you are considering going there, I strongly suggest you do not take this ship there.
That is quite obvious. This ship is too well known by all parties involved. That is why we will go to the old supply depot west of the city. Lister will not be interested in that part of the area. From there, we can proceed into the city.
And what is our mission, Master?
To retire Lister permanently. As for the rest, we'll make that decision once Lister and Lenora are dealt with.
I didn't expect we would be put in charge of the crash site.
That would be me and not we, Sam. Because of this ongoing major exercise, we will do the initial assessment and the local base will pick up the investigation upon our completion.
Wow, that ship is totally destroyed. There's nothing left. I doubt if we'll be able to identify any remains.
Doesn't this scene strike you as odd?
Now that you mention it, it doesn't look like a crashed aircraft. It looks more like one that's been shot down. You're right. This is totally staged. We need to find the tail number or some sort of data plate.
Think about it, Sam. If this C-10 was shot down, the debris field would be much broader. I'm not convinced it was shot down. Look how concentric the debris field is. This aircraft was blown up on the ground. There's also no impact crater.
We need to find the tail number or some sort of data plate.
Perhaps not. Let's check the wing.
It's surprisingly intact.
And surprisingly empty. Doesn't that strike you as odd?
Yes. Given the fact that there is no evidence of spilled fuel or a fire, this fuel tank has been empty for a while.
And I can assure you that a trained IDF pilot would not have taken off with nearly empty tanks. This is definitely staged.
2600. The code for a hijacking.
Yes, Gabby radioed that right before they supposedly crashed.
If it was about to crash, I'd be screaming, "I've been hijacked by rage," or something like that. Why give an encrypted message?
My thoughts exactly. This is obviously a salvaged C-10 meant to be a diversion. We'll turn this scene over to the local investigative board.
So, Gabby is forced to steal a C-10 with this Lenore person, fly it to this spot while someone blows up another C-10 on the ground.
That would be my assessment, Sam. That would allow them to continue to Tyrannus.
So, do they already have some former Rage soldiers helping them?
Possibly only Gabby and Lenora were on board. That leaves Captain Tam and Lister. So I'm certain that it would have taken more than two of them to pull this off. Someone had to proposition the old plane and set the charges.
So, what's our next move?
We'll return to base and make our report. Then we're going to find a suitable Rage aircraft to proceed to Tyrannus.
Say what? Right. Rage has a rental agency here.
The IDF is currently conducting a training exercise requiring OP-4 aircraft.
OP-4? What is that?
It means opposing force. For realism, they'll be using captured Rage craft for the exercise. We'll use one of them to enter Tyrannus. The locals will accept the old Rage ship over the IDF one landing in their city.
I like it. This operation is really starting to sound fun.
Don't be sure of that. Tyrannus is a lawless, end-of-the-line pit full of vipers and thieves.
Like I said, this operation is starting to sound fun.
Shuttle 1, switch to auto-docking.
Switching to auto-docking.
Sequence light engaged. Contact in 3, 2, 1. Capture light green. Locking bolts engaged and green. Pressure equalizing.
Standing by.
Pressure equalized. Opening hatch.
Lieutenant Andrews, reporting for duty.
Welcome aboard, Lieutenant Andrews.
I really want to say I'm glad to be here, but...
But not really, right?
Let's see. Riding a desk, eating at the O Club, tennis, or floating around Baldabar in a big tin can. It's a tough decision.
Perhaps I can assist you.
No, no thank you, Robo-4. I think I've got this one. So, Commander, what's the current situation?
Let's see. The Mercury left here with a bat stored inside with Major Witt and his squad to follow Wi-Fi, who we think is going to Titan IV in search of Lister, who hijacked a commercial vessel to go there. In the meantime, Witt and his crew hit a spur in the Titan portal, sending them to the outer limits of the 310 solar system, while...
Whoa. Slow down. Robo-4, do you have a timeline of the important events?
Certainly.
Then please, just send them to my PD.
Uploading to your personal device now.
Okay, got it. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Mercury. Wit after Wi-Fi. Batten spur vortex. All right, got that. Oh, well, Wi-Fi captures Mercury. Puts it in fighter on board. Okay. Yes, Mercury takes fighter to surface. Uh-huh. Major Wit makes it back to Titan. Four. What? A bomb on board?
Yes. Wi-Fi had the fighter pilot place it there in case the Mercury tried to do something he didn't like.
Okay. So, wait. Jaffar the Bounty Hunter joins the party. The Mercury blows up. Please tell me this isn't true.
Titan IV reported an explosion and debris, but they were not convinced it was enough to be the Mercury.
So if I'm reading all this correctly, Lister, the Ulysses crew, Wi-Fi, Agent Simon, and a Hongan, and possibly the whole Mercury crew, Major Wit, his squad, and a bounty hunter are all on Titan IV looking for each other.
I believe your assessment to be accurate.
All right, then I say we saddle up, hit the road, and join the party.
I got that one.
Got what, George?
I know that there are no horses on the space station, and there are certainly no roads to Titan IV. Those are idioms stored in my colloquial database, but question, where is the party you speak of?
Just another one to add, George. It just means to get involved or participate in an action or function.
I find it curious that you biologicals were able to develop intricate languages, yet feel the necessity to supplement it with these idioms.
That's the way the cookie crumbles, George.
I'm not even going to ask. Incoming call from the controller.
Monitor 1, please. Yes, sir. Commander Sim standing by.
Commander, I have just received verification that the Titan IV satellite array has detected the Mercury in geosynchronous orbit. In addition, a smaller craft, assumed to be the Bat, has entered the atmosphere and was headed to the Western Hemisphere.
That's great news. So we now have 4 different groups all looking for each other in the Western Hemisphere.
Not just the Western Hemisphere. They are all converging on Tyrannus.
George?
Tyrannus is a former mining town on the western edge of the continent. There is very little control from the IDF. As a result, it is considered to be a haven for undesirables and those running from authority. Travel there is not advised.
Not advised? Well, that's interesting, since just about every one of your people are there.
Yes, it is very disconcerting. As for now, you will continue to operate the BSS on its normal schedule. If there is a change, you will be notified by me personally.
Yes, sir. We will maintain normal operations until further notice.
Very well. Carry on.
This is the abandoned depot.
What was its purpose?
It was part of the mining operation here. There was a deposit of uranium in the area. The uranium was mined and refined, then sent here for storage.
Are you picking up any residual traces?
No, Master. Levels are normal.
What purpose does it serve today?
The Tyrannus Register shows that it's privately owned. There is no record of its use.
Logically, this would make a good rallying point for mustering troops. There are multiple buildings and housing is available. Why was it abandoned?
It was mined out, my lord.
Interesting. That would suggest that there are abandoned shafts.
That is something we can verify, Master.
First things first, our primary mission is to locate Lister and squelch any plans he has of repatriating any former raid soldiers who are still here. Scan for heat sources.
Scanning. Scan shows only one heat source. A life form is approaching. Upright. It's a humanoid.
Does the figure appear to be armed?
I am unable to verify if the creature is armed. There does not appear to be any weapon in its hands.
Scan the immediate airspace.
Scanning, my lord. I do not detect any aircraft.
Drop the ramp. Set your laser to stun just in case.
He appears to be armed.
I have eyes, Mondu.
Halt! This is a secure area.
Are you with the company that owns this property?
I am, and this is private property. I suggest you board your shuttle and move out, or else...
Or else what?
Take one more step, friend, and you will find out.
Will Wi-Fi search end here? Will Simon and Sam find their way to Tyrannus while Joffre and Witt search for Lister and Lenora? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Crowded City.